Children, it's a special day for us, the feast day of one of our patron saints here in Cincinnati. He is called St. Robert Bellarmine. Today is also the feast day of our Blessed Mother. Today is the day she appeared for the first time at Fatima, and you see her statue there to remind her, to remind us about her requests of offering up penance, remembering to say our prayers, wearing our brown scapular. Tomorrow, children, I will enroll you in the brown scapular of Our Lady. That's your sign of belonging to Mary, of being consecrated to her Immaculate Heart. Today is also the feast day of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. And we'll pray to her so that the Holy Ghost will get you well ready, children, to make your first communion at Corpus Christi. Come, Holy Ghost. Kindle in us the fire of thy love. So let your light shine before men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Children, have any of you ever gone camping? Sometimes families do that for a vacation. You go camping. I don't think I ever did, not really, but I think Father Chicada did when he was a boy because he was a Boy Scout. Well, I read a story once about priest when he was a boy, too. He used to go camping in Upper Michigan, where there's a lot of forest, it's pretty wild. And they pitched their tent, and every night they would build a fire to cook their dinner, and during the day they would go fishing and play games. They had a pretty good time, but one day it rained terribly while they were out fishing. And when they got back to their tent, why, there was no dry wood to build a fire. Furthermore, it was getting dark out. They had to go out into the dark forest, try to find some wood on the inside of a log or from under a tree with which they could finally kindle a fire. It was very long and difficult work. And at the end of it, they felt cold and it was dark and they were getting very hungry. And how grateful they were when the fire came on. What does that fire stand for, children? God the Holy Ghost. Remember, tongues of fire over the head of each one of the apostles and Our Lady at Pentecost. The Holy Ghost is the fire, children, that keeps us warm. Warm with what? The love of God. The Holy Ghost is the fire that enlightens, turns the light on our mind or our intellect so we can know. He teaches us all things. He even helps us with our geography or our spelling. He will if we pray to him and do our best. But he teaches us all about God and our faith and the kingdom of heaven. We really do need this fire. We're getting ready to receive it tomorrow at confirmation. Let me tell you about our two saints today, children, because one of them is a good example of how the Holy Ghost enlightens our mind to know, and the other, how the Holy Ghost enlightens or puts on fire our heart or our will to love. St. Robert Bellarmine was from a noble family in Italy in the 16th century. And when he was a boy, like some of the other saints I spoke to the school children about this week, like St. Antoninus and Gregory Nazianzen, he didn't waste too much time just playing around. What he used to like to do is to play Mass, and sometimes he would pretend he was the priest, and he would repeat whatever he could from the sermon for the edification of his brothers and sisters. I hope they were a good congregation for him and paid attention. And then he would also go out very seriously and teach catechism to the poor farm children, because as we looked at yesterday, farm children didn't used to get too much of an education in the faith, and he would do that. His father wanted him to be a gentleman because they were of the nobility. And so he had to learn many subjects and how to sing. And he played the violin, and he played the violin very well. Except whenever he came to any words in a song that were bad, you know what that's about, don't you, children? A lot of people listen to bad songs and bad music today. He would never, ever sing them. He would say, "Oh, my voice doesn't work for singing that." And instead, he would replace the bad words with good, holy words. He would make them up on the spot, just like that. I think he was quite bright. And when he grew up, he wanted to become a priest and a Jesuit. The company, or the army of Jesus, was a special order that was founded to fight the heretics and to spread the Catholic faith. Well, his father had other ideas, and he had to spend a whole year persuading his father to let him go to the seminary. But in the end, he was successful, and at the age of 18, he became a Jesuit. And he was so gifted and so full of the fire of the Holy Ghost that before he was even a priest, he was sent up to Belgium to preach against heresy and save the faith of many people at the University of Louvain. And he was very successful. One time, he was preaching before he was ordained a priest, and when he got up into the pulpit, he looked so young, and he was very short, too, wasn't very tall, that there was a lady in church, and she knelt down right away and said a prayer to the Holy Ghost that he could give a good sermon, that he wouldn't be frightened or embarrassed. Well, he gave such a beautiful sermon that at the end, the woman kept on praying a prayer of thanksgiving to God for such a good preacher. When he became a priest, he used to teach. He wrote 31 books in his life. He was always busy doing good. He would spend 3 hours a day praying, because that comes first. And he was never too busy, even though he was a very important cardinal in Rome, to teach catechism. And he would teach catechism to the members of the families of his servants and the other people he used to help take care of him, because that's always so very important. He helped many people keep their faith, and he wrote many books. When he argued about the faith with Protestants, he always argued fairly. He was always kind, and he was always able to make many converts that way. That's for the mind, children. Remember, the Holy Ghost is going to help you with your mind. He'll also help you to avoid dirty music and the other temptations that are in the world today. But the Holy Ghost is also a fire. It comes down into our heart to warm it and to fill it with God's love. We see that in the patron saint of first communicants. Today is her feast day, Blessed Imelda. Blessed Imelda was a little girl, also from a very noble family in Italy. And at the age of 9, she was sent to the nuns to a convent school to be educated. The one great desire of her life every day was to go to Holy Communion. Because you see, back then, you couldn't go to communion not until you were 12 years old. You had to wait that long. It was only a good saint, Pius X, about 100 years ago, who gave permission for little children, as soon as they have the age of reason and know their catechism and prayers, to go to communion. Well, Blessed Imelda wanted to go, but she couldn't. And Blessed Imelda used to say sometimes, "How could you receive our dear Lord in communion and not go straight to heaven, not die of happiness for it?" That was the one great desire, and she prayed every day to be able to go to communion. One day, it was Ascension Thursday, and the other girls weren't at school. They had gone home for the holy day, and she was there by herself with the nuns. And so all of the sisters went to Holy Communion on the holy day, and she was the only one in the chapel who couldn't go. And she prayed more fervently than ever before to receive our Lord in communion. The Holy Ghost was truly in her heart, children. She was full of the love and the desire for God. And after Mass, as she was praying before the tabernacle, one host miraculously appeared in the air over the tabernacle. The sisters saw it, and they drew the attention of the priest, who came with a paten, and he genuflected, he put the sacred host down on the paten, and he thought, well, this is God himself, I must obey. And so he went to Blessed Imelda, and he gave her right then and there her first Holy Communion. And as soon as she received our Lord, she put her face into her hands like this, and then she collapsed. And the nuns came to her, but her soul had already gone straight to heaven because she had received Jesus. That was a special grace just for her. But children, we should love our Lord so much when we receive our communion that all the things of earth don't matter anything at all and that we do want to be happy with our Lord one day in heaven. If you receive communion devoutly, you will. But first, we pray to the Holy Ghost to prepare us, fill our mind and our heart with that fire that's going to let us see, and most of all, let us love. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.